Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
We do it twice every morning at 6:10 and 8:10. We call it Gavin's Phone Scams. Which one do you got for us today?
We're going to call Melissa at the request of her sister Jen. Melissa is a secretary for a law firm. If you're a paralegal.
Okay.
Well, secretary, paralegal.
Do paralegals answer the phone?
I don't know.
Okay.
I assume they do at times.
She works at a law firm of two guys, one of those law firms that has the last names of both of them.
Oh, yeah.
That's important because I had to bleep it out, but I still try to goof on that. Anyway, though, they run commercials where one of them points at the camera and goes, "Don't get a DUI. Call me before it's too late for DUI stuff."
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I was like, that doesn't make sense.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake up call.
Hello. How can I help you?
Can I please speak with?
They are two different people.
Got it. Okay. Which one is in the DUI commercial?
That would be.
Can I speak to him?
And this is in reference to?
I might get a DUI, and I don't want it to be too late.
Okay. So you have not gotten a DUI?
Correct. I saw his commercial on TV when I was watching Destination America Ghost Hunters, and I saw the ad where he points at the camera at the end and he goes, "Call me before it's too late." And I thought about that, and I'm calling before it's too late.
Okay, but that's just a slogan so that, you know, people, when they are faced with a DUI, after they get one, don't put it off and they handle it the right way so that they get the best outcome.
Right, but he said, I understand. I don't think you understand. So he said, "Call me before it's too late." That's what he said. So if I let's say I get a DUI and then I call him, it's too late. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I get it. I don't think you're okay. Let's back. We got off on the wrong foot. Okay. So he says, "Call me before it's too late." And then if I drink tonight and then get in my car and get pulled over and get a DUI, it's too late. And he said, your boss said, call him before it's too late. Well, that's now. So I'm calling before it's too late. So like there's a good chance that I'm going to go out this weekend. And when I go out this weekend, I don't think I'm going to drink and drive. I probably won't. I've never done it before. But if I did, I don't want to get a DUI and have it be too late and miss my chance with him. I don't want to miss my window.
Drink yet.
Yes.
This is not the time that you would call an attorney when you you call after you get the DUI.
That's not what he said, though. His slogan is not "call me after it's too late." He didn't say that. He said "call me before it's too late," and he did finger guns with just one hand.
Before you do nothing about it, before you have to go to court. I think you're reading into it like too. There's nothing for him to do right now.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, he wasn't very specific in that commercial, because if that's true, what you're saying is his slogan should be, "Call me after you've gotten a DUI, but before you go to court." That should be
his
slogan.
That's not really a slogan. That's like a long explanation. And most people know you don't call an attorney until after something illegal or legal issue comes up. That's the way it works.
I just don't think that is translated well in his slogan.
I think that you're misinterpreting, and maybe you need to work with a different attorney then. Because
then put on the other guy. What's his name?
He doesn't handle DUIs.
Okay, then give me the DUI guy. Oh, the DUI guy. He could use that in another slogan. Call me the DUI guy after you get a DUI, but before you go to court. And by the way, you're going to talk to Melissa, and she may not even let you talk to me. That's like accurate advertising.
Okay, honestly, I have a lot of emails to send out to clients. I really don't have the time for this kind of nonsense. I'm sorry that you misinterpreted the commercial, but there's nothing that can be done at this point.
All right. Well, before you go, then I let me just tell you that you're on a phone scam. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End.
Oh my God! What, you guys crazy?
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.